Developing skills for Invalsi. Listening comprehension, task 7. Listen to an interview with an interpreter talking about his job. You will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for questions 1 to 7. The first one, 0, has been done for you.
Malcolm, thank you for coming to speak at our Careers Day today. Our students would like to ask you some questions about your work and for some advice about the best way to get into this line of work. Let's start with a question from Annabelle. Go ahead, Annabelle.
Thanks. How long have you been working as an interpreter? And what made you decide on this type of career?
Good question, Annabelle. I've been doing this type of work for 15 years now, and funnily enough, this wasn't what I set out to do when I first went to university. In fact, I didn't really have any set plans as such. I just wanted to meet new people, have fun, and maybe get the odd gig or two with my band. I had studied Spanish, German, and communication studies for my A-levels, and I thought maybe I would go into the advertising business after uni. So, a language and linguistics degree seemed like a great way to develop my love of languages.
Did you learn about interpreting on your degree course?
No. To be honest, that was something I did on a specialised master's course after university. My university degree gave me the language skills that I needed, and there was a lot of language analysis and translation involved too, so I was certainly well prepared for what I would do next. As part of my degree programme, I had to do a gap year in the countries where my chosen languages were spoken. I spent 5 months in Barcelona, working as a language assistant in a high school there. Then I went to work in a mountain resort in Austria for 4 months, which helped my German improve a great deal. The English tourists would ask me to help them do things like book tickets, order meals, that kind of thing. And I discovered that I had this amazing skill for helping people communicate with each other. It gradually became more and more straightforward to jump from one language to another. And when I came back to London for my final year at uni, I already knew that I wanted to pursue a career in interpreting.
What does a typical day involve?
It's difficult to describe a typical day as no 2 days are the same in this job, which is something that I love about it. It's not a regular 9-to-5 job, which means that you have to be flexible and ready to work unsocial hours. I stopped working for an agency a few years ago and went freelance. That means you get paid more, but the work is more irregular. Some weeks, I have just a day or two of work. Other weeks, I can be busy every day. Basically, an interpreter has to listen to a message in one language and verbally translate it into another for his client. It can be simultaneous interpreting, when you have to listen and translate in real time, while the speaker is still speaking. Or consecutive interpreting, when you have pauses in the flow of the conversation to give the interpreter the chance to communicate his message. It sounds straightforward, but I can assure you it's very hard work. I get asked to do my job in a variety of different environments too. They can be anything from business meetings to court cases, and I make a regular appearance on TV in Spain these days. One of my regular clients is a Spanish chat show, which often has international guests. That's always very stressful because it's live television and guests can be pretty unpredictable at times, especially when they are asked certain questions. But it's great fun.
Thank you, Malcolm. It's been very interesting to have you here at our college today. I'm sure you've given our students a lot to think about.